Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I am serving the news on a Thursday afternoon at the beginning of October, and there is a disaster area everywhere right now in October. If you're the incumbent, you know, it's kind of like in 2020 when we were in the midst of the summer of love and riots everywhere and George Floyd and everything that developed out of the Black Lives Matter movement that really took hold that summer. And then you added in the fact that we were in the middle of a pandemic and people were locked in our houses. It's a reality that every time I think back to what we really did to alter our lives, it's hard to believe that we did as much as we did. But it's very difficult when you're the incumbent and everywhere you look is a disaster area to think people are going to go, yeah, let's keep going with this. And right now, there are literal disaster areas. The world is on the cusp of World War III, exactly how they told us that it would be should Donald Trump have been the president. We're here. This is 3.5 years of what we get with the Biden-Harris administration. And we're supposed to say, give us four more and put Kamala Harris at the top. I just have a very, very difficult time finding people or knowing people who are excited to cast a vote for that.
Yeah, it's like living in the Hunger Games. Because you have the elite class that are still having parties, that are still controlling the media and the message, saying, you know what, though? Everything would be so much worse if the other party were in power. This is actually pretty good. And like you're saying, we're surveying actual disaster zones and watching this. And it's not just one thing. It's so many different issues that have caused all these problems. And they've all been caused really in the last 4 years. Yet we're told from very pretty people who are still making a lot of money that this is all fine. You should not pay attention to this stuff. It's all good. You're good.
Where does Kamala, I mean, has she even said, like, look how great we're doing? She isn't really. She says she was raised in a middle class. She says she wants an opportunity economy and she wants to give people money for housing.
Yeah, that's her economic plan.
What else is there's got to be. When you take Trump out of it, there's got to be something else.
There's not anything else. There is no plan. That is the plan, is we're going to give people more government money.
Well, I mean, they're actually out there admitting that things aren't going well. They're like, I mean, Walls said it at the debate. People can't afford their groceries, and that's not okay. And this cost is too high, and that's not fair. They know things aren't going well, but the problem is they aren't admitting that they are the ones that are at fault for it. So they can't admit that.
Well, that's not going
to
happen.
They have to try to separate themselves from the current administration, of which Kamala Harris is the VP of. But they go out there and they're like, things aren't going well. Let's throw more money at it. And all the solutions that they're providing are what they've been doing for the past 3.5 years that got us into this problem to begin with.
What's your conspiracy? What's your guilty pleasure conspiracy theory to follow up on, to keep up with?
It's weird because it's like borderline conspiracy because it's so hard to find information on it. But at the same time, you're looking at this as being like a dramatic thing for the future of the country. But elections, election integrity, election cheating, printing ballots, that kind of stuff. I like to look into that.
What about you, Brad?
Man, guilty pleasure?
I mean, like, what is it that, because there are certainly a lot of conspiracies that exist in the world that we're all aware of. We're very aware of them, just like you're aware of them. I just don't really think that they are at the place where they should rise to the level of respectable conversation on this show.
Oh, yeah. I would say I like to look at what the flat earthers are saying.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's fun for me. Because a lot of the stuff,
I know nothing about them. They're serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw one the other day. It was a video. This guy's like, tell me why this helicopter's flying along. And on the left-hand side, all you see is a wall of ice. Tell me again how this isn't an ice wall around.
Is there an ice wall?
That's the claim. So they think that the Earth is a disc and that there's a wall of ice around the outside edge. And that's what Antarctica actually is. And like these claims are so fun to easily debunk because you look at this and you say, well, yeah, that's the exact same thing you would see if you flew along the coast of, say, the United States.
Can't you fly around the world? How do you?
No. Not in flat Earth. All the pilots are lying.
All of them?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. All of them are lying. I don't really do that one, but it is kind of fun.
It is really fun to see it.
Speaking of lies, RSG says, give a man a shirt and he'll wear it once. Tell a man he looks good in it and he'll wear it for a lifetime. Yikes.
It's all jokes until I wear it tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday.
The conspiracy theory that I'm currently, like when I lay in bed at night and I have checked in on all of the news of the day that I might have missed, I'm looking to see what's going on in the Diddy world.
Yeah.
I feel like Hollywood is so incredibly corrupt. Mm. The question is just how corrupt. And some of the theories that are out there are absolutely outrageous. And so I'm sitting here going, I don't know that we're going to, you know, he's arrested, he's been charged, he's been denied bail, he was on suicide watch for a minute. There are tapes. We know that he beat that woman on video in that hallway, and so we know that there are facets of this that are absolutely true. This is just like what we said that one time when the poll question was, which conspiracy theory do you want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth? The election was one of them. COVID. Epstein. And what?
Trump assassination,
because it was the week after the Trump assassination.
Mm-hmm.
We've had another assassination
attempt
since then.
That was before the second one.
That was the first one. And, you know, when we talked about that, we were discussing, like, there is so much that we know about what happened with Epstein Island, with Jeffrey Epstein, with Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, there are things that we know that are vomit-inducing reprehensible. And we just kind of casually don't talk about it. And if you do talk about it, there's so many conspiracies that exist about it because they don't answer any questions about it that everybody starts to fill in the blanks, and that becomes it becomes sensationalized in a way that if we got the whole truth, it would be absolutely shocking. But if it's not as shocking as what the rumor said they would be, then somehow or another it softens something that we already know to be absolutely abominable. the Diddy stuff, they're saying, could be similar, could be worse. I don't know what it is. But last night, Jesse Waters reported on it and had this to say.
Since the day Diddy was indicted for sex trafficking and racketeering, we've been warning you he's just the tip of the iceberg. Today we're being told a list of Diddy's accomplices will drop very soon. Powerhouse attorney Tony Busby just announced that more than 100 people are filing lawsuits against Diddy and others for sexual abuse. 24 of the victims are minors.
Those are facts.
Yeah. Well, that's the trouble, is that you hear facts like this, and unless they break through, unless there's an actual court case, you remember it for about a day or two, and then it just kind of goes away because nobody pursues it. The people in power have to pursue these things for something to happen.
I want to live in a time of complete and total accountability, where we recalibrate the entire system to actually be where no one is above the law. And you don't get to live in these lavish lifestyles where you have the connections in Washington, D.C. on the East Coast or in Hollywood on the left coast. You don't get to sidestep the justice system because you are connected to the right people. And when we're talking about specifically with the Diddy trial and also with the Epstein situation, when we're talking about children being involved, I don't understand why we're not. I mean, think about the things that in our recent lifetime we've rioted over in this country and burned buildings down. Obviously, we don't want to do that. Obviously, we don't want to cause mass destruction. But clearly, there's an appetite in some areas in our country to behave in that way. And we don't even talk about these things. Like, it shouldn't be just one or the other. Either we just kind of are like, yeah, that happened. Seems like it's really bad. I don't really know what happened there. Or chaos in the streets. Isn't there somewhere in the middle where we can rationally, common sense, live our lives, where we demand truth, we demand transparency, and we demand accountability for the people who are involved? Why is that hard? Politics, I guess.
It is politics. The trouble is, if you mention an issue that's, let's say it's, and I'm not trying to change it, but let's say it's associated with the border, everybody just goes to their corners. So if you have stats on how many kids have been trafficked in any number of years, not just like, oh, during the Trump years or during the Biden years. Yes, it's gotten worse, but the point isn't just to make political points. You start from, this is affecting people, how do we fix it? And nobody wants to address the problems because you just run to, well, this is my political stance on these things. So I'm going to either make excuses for why this has been happening more in the last 4 years, or I'm going to dunk on why it's happened and we could have stopped it. But there are actual people whose lives are being affected by this, many of them not American citizens. So if you care about immigrants, this is a great place to start.
What if it's bigger than that, though? What if the politics are just the tool that the people are using, the people that have something, a lot to lose and like a lot to gain from keeping something like this under wraps? What if the politics are just a tool because they're in a position where they can shape narratives? It's a tool that they use to keep the average person divided against themselves so that they can say and get away with whatever it is because we're too busy fighting one another.
And those people that could be doing that aren't. It's not a political party.
Mm-mm.
It's a political elite.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power structure against the people where they separate themselves from us and then they playfully divide us in elections. But if the powerful stay powerful, then it really doesn't matter. It sounds like a swamp.
I mean, what you're describing with the stats that were shared by Jesse Waters is that these are real crimes that have happened.
Yes, this is not just conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's real.
And who cares what party P. Diddy belongs to or what any of these Hollywood people, whether they're Hollywood people that you know or you don't. If these are crimes that are being committed, they need to be prosecuted. Then you add the layer that these people have probably been protected from prosecution by their power, and it becomes even grosser. And so there needs to be like reform to the system that goes after these crimes because of that being in play.
Well, that's why we're asking the question today of you as a listener to this show. We want to know, do you want to know the names of the people connected to P. Diddy's alleged crimes? Yes or no? Because when these stories are happening, I think that this is an easy one. Like, oh, let's just talk Trump and Kamala, Trump and Kamala. There's a lot more going on right now in the world than Trump and Kamala, and I get exhausted from it. And I feel like this is a story that absolutely deserves oxygen so that people are aware of what's going on and aware of the truth. The hard part is making sure that what we're discussing here is what we know to be real, and that we don't report in a speculative way about things that we're interpreting to you to be true. Like, this is, it's a tough line to walk, but it's a very important, responsible one that we have here. And we want to know how you feel about it. Are you wanting to know these things? Certainly like I am. I think, Brad and Ryan, your answers to this question, do you want to know the names?
I'm a yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We're 3-for-3 in here. We've got votes coming in on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but we encourage you to come join us there and leave your vote, your comment as to why you feel yes or no. Andy said yes, but don't really care. Jackie said, I want to know the names. We should know who the criminals are, who not to support. I agree with that. Katie said, no, I really don't care who committed the crimes. I just hope the victims get the help they need and the justice system will punish the guilty. And Russell said, yes, I want to know who is involved in Diddy's crimes, but I also want to see justification for those involved. Don't need to know every detail, but justice for, I think that meant to say it, but I want to see justice for those involved. Don't need to know every detail, but justice for the victims. And that is definitely, that it has to be a huge part of it. Sean says, expose them all. I'm going to say walk and chew gum at the same time. Expose them all and shower those victims with justice. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. And also, in our pursuit of 10,000 subscribers, we are at 9,224. So we need 700, quick math, and 76. 776, this is kind of almost a really fun number, subscribers to get us to 10,000. We would love to have you come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We hear rumors that, like, once you hit 10,000 subscribers, YouTube's like, oh, hey, guys, we see you. So we're trying to get to that and to get us more exposure to grow this show. And you are a huge part of that. And we always love to connect with you there. Plus, you get the opportunity to see a lot of the YouTube shorts and stuff that we put in after the show is over. A lot of great content gets created and shared there as well. Let's take a quick break. Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go subscribe if you haven't yet. We'll be right back.
I only knew that. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, Ryan, is this song for you?
I don't know. I like it.
If your shirt was a song, is this Shining Star?
Yes, Shining Star.
This is a song I never know until it hits the chorus and I'm like, oh. Dance. Shining Star, no matter who you are. Yeah. I said dance. What are you doing? Looks like a chicken. This person says on Twitter, been listening at work and just now got a minute. Yes, the shirt was something else. But my wife has been watching Gilmore Girls again. And in a good way, the energy from Annie is like if Rory went into radio. Love all of you. Ryan, you're big into Gilmore Girls. What does that mean?
Wait a minute. Can you pull that up? And can I read this on the screen? I need to read. Because this is like a road. There's a journey that they went on here.
Well, I know, but yes, I can.
Okay. So that... Where is it?
Well, give me a minute. It just doesn't just happen like that.
I do have thoughts on Gilmore Girls. That's why I want to make sure that I get this right. Okay. Been listening at work and just now got a minute. Yes, the shirt, my shirt, was something else, but my wife has been watching Gilmore Girls again. So this seems like a real change there. Like, it has nothing to do with the shirt.
And in a good way.
And in a good way, the energy from Annie is like if Rory went into radio. Love all of you. Okay. Now, I don't know how this person is connecting the shirt to Gilmore Girls.
And maybe, I think they came to Twitter to see your shirt.
Okay. But I will say that if they're saying the energy from Annie is like if Rory went into radio.
What? Rory went into radio. That's like something you'd say in radio school, which I don't know if that even exists
she
anymore.
She sells seashells by the radio. If my assumption is now Gilmore Girls, they talk really fast. They talk so fast.
It's like a thing that show specifically.
Yes, it's a style they went for it. Some other shows that have done it, but that one's one of the most famous, where the dialogue is so quick that there's no way in real life you could have a conversation that quick. So my assumption is that they're saying that you're quick. I'm just making a jump here because I don't really follow the whole logic of the tweet.
How much Gilmore Girls have you watched?
As little as I possibly can.
But some.
But my wife did like the show for a long time, so I have seen it.
Brad?
Which one's Rory?
The younger one.
The daughter. Okay.
What's the older one's name? Sarah? No, that's from Parenthood.
If you said it, I'd know it. I don't know it.
Gilmore?
Oh, I wonder if they're referencing... Now, I'm wearing the backwards hat like the dude in the show. Because he wears a hat just like this. So I wonder if they're connecting Gilmore Girls to the way I look. The shirt doesn't really make it to Gilmore Girls, but the hat does.
Dinner Night on Twitter says that your shirt looks like the the seat covers on like a charter bus. The one that you get on, you're like, we're going somewhere fun.
That's not incorrect. Yes, it does. But look, you were talking about, does this song fit with my shirt? If the shirt were like the bus seats, where they were felt, then yes. This shirt is not felt. This shirt is German techno.
German techno? Okay.
Sprockets.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
What do you guys feel like? Okay, we have the Jack Smith indictment. We talked to Cully Stimson at 12:25. Great to get his breakdown of what a non-story to him that this is. Certainly trying to affect the outcome of the election. It's not... this story is only going to make people feel more what they felt about the Lawfare before the story. Am I wrong?
No, you are exactly right. This is the kind of thing that if you're on the left, you're not going to go vote harder because this has happened.
You might vote twice.
You can vote a couple times, maybe.
What?
But if you are a low propensity voter on the right, this might motivate you to vote.
Might make you really remember that Trump is getting screwed again.
Yes.
Or being held to a standard that other people are not being held to.
Yes.
Where is Joe Biden? What is this man doing?
Joe Biden is the president of the United States.
Is he?
He is firmly in control of all the decisions that are being made in the country.
This follows with your shirt decision for the day. Go on.
And I believe that he's sharp as a tack. The media told me that he's sharp as a tack, and I believe it. Look, his best days are ahead of him. I wouldn't be surprised if Kamala loses this if he runs in 2028.
I bet he doesn't physically run in 2028. Lorelei.
Yeah, a couple people said that.
Yeah, that's her name.
That's her name.
I remember that name. What do you expect for the rest of October? We're in October. October surprises. Another new indictment against Donald Trump for the same thing they indicted him before, and the Supreme Court said no, no, no. But they're back with another one. Is there another one? Is there going to be something else?
They'll throw anything they can into this. I'm surprised that they're still doing this. It feels like Jack Smith at this point has made it personal.
I don't even think he's a real person. Jack Smith.
Yeah.
Come on. Try right. harder.
Yeah. Special counsel Joe Schmo.
I mean, why the heck
Wait
not at this point?
Wait a minute. Now, I don't think this is the last thing we're going to see. There's going to be anything possible thrown out that's going to try to stop this guy. Here's what makes me afraid, honestly, is that the polling trend is that it seems to be ever so slowly drifting in the favor of Trump. The more people panic that he is about to maybe win the election, what worries me is that you get more crazies trying to take shots at him.
What won't they do?
Anything is on the table. And I'm not saying that the political class is doing that.
Just the people who are
radicalized. But the fringe people who are believing the stuff about the end of the country, if he wins, they'll do anything it takes to stop him.
Well, if you believe that what Donald Trump said on January 6th was enough to incite a riot, incite an insurrection, then you have to equally believe that what is being said about Donald Trump as being Hitler or a threat to democracy. Right. That there are people on the left who will listen to that and try to kill the man. I mean, honestly, if you actually believe Donald Trump is Hitler, you have to be morally consistent, believe that you have to go after the man.
I've seen people make that argument that after an assassination attempt, if you are out there saying this man is the worst thing possible mm-hmm. that could happen to
a
the
threat,
country,
a threat,
he's
a threat.
He will be the end of the country as we know it. That it is actually logically wrong to then be like, oh, we don't want him to die. Yes, you do. In fact, logically, that's where you go when you say that kind of thing. If it actually is the end of everything good, then yes, you actually do want him to get to that.
If you sincerely mean what you said about him being a threat, about him being the end of democracy, about him being all of those things. So what it does is it reveals that either A, you weren't serious about it, or B, you're crazy.
It's just everything is you know, it's turned up to 11. We're trying to figure out how to get to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyrus was on with us at 110, and he wasn't really thrilled with J.D. Vance's performance in its entirety. So the first 40 minutes were good because he wanted to see more fight from J.D. Vance. My counter to him is I think they're trying to tell people who are like me but not politically engaged as much as I am, suburban women, moms, they're trying to get people that are like that. Maybe they're not moms, but maybe, you know, it's college-aged or college-educated suburban women to consider that what they've been told is not accurate. And I think that J.D. Vance went into that debate to try to kind of put the paddles on what everybody thinks they know and understand about Republicans, about Trump Vance, about Vance. I think that they wanted to jar a new life into what people understand about them, because when you're driving down this path, and I disagreed with Tyrus that J.D. should have been more aggressive and fight, because there were blows that J.D. Vance could have landed that he didn't. He chose not to do. He chose a path of emotional connection to the audience that was soft in delivery, but deliberate in policy and substance. And I think that that is specifically to make all of those people who are saying, I cannot afford more of this. I'm a little worried about my children in 4 years being of age to have to fight in a world war. I'm a little concerned about the safety and security of the streets of our own country because we don't know who's here. Like, I'm really worried about that. I really want to vote for the first female president. But I'm also really worried about my own personal circumstances as an American citizen. And I just am not getting it from Kamala Harris. If you can jolt people into a new consideration of who these people are on the right, you may shake a few of them loose from the hive to consider the alternative, or maybe simply not voting for Kamala. Just because you don't vote for Trump doesn't mean you are voting for Kamala. I think there are a lot of people who might do down ballot. And I think that that's what they were trying to do. And I actually really appreciate that, because instead of going and trying to find 12 from 11, I'd like to dial it down a little bit as a whole, as a country, so we can get back to we disagree on policy.
Yeah, Tim Walz went into that debate just trying to not fall. J.D. Vance went into that debate trying to, what it looks like and what you're saying is, turn the temperature down a little bit. I think he succeeded at that.
Yeah.
In a way. And here's what's nice about that. He didn't do it by backing off of any of his positions.
Mm-mm.
So he showed that there is and here's the thing. Tim Walz came off as kind of, you know, they were amicable toward each other, but I don't think Tim Walz went into that debate saying he was going to do that. I think J.D. Vance did go into that debate saying he was going to do that, and Tim Walz just responded that way. There is a way to do this where you do not back off of your principles, and you can say, we don't have to hate each other. And I think J.D. Vance actually went in and said, I'm going to try to be that example. Is that a winning strategy? I think it is. I think that there are a lot of people right now just craving that. And whether or not they found it in him or Tim Walz or whoever, I don't know, because this is still the VP debate. It's not the main debate. So whether or not he actually changed any minds, I don't know. But I do think that was his strategy, and he succeeded at it.
It's just what you said and been saying all along, Annie, that the biggest enemy against Donald Trump, who Trump is running against, is the caricature that they're painting of him. And J.D. Vance is, to a little bit lesser degree, running against the same thing, but he represents the ticket. So he went into that debate to fight the true enemy of his campaign, which is the caricature that has been painted of it. And he came out of, if that's what he went in there to do, that was a 100% successful mission. Because even at the end of the debate, he had the other guy saying, yeah, I agree with you on that.
And flash those baby blues.
And those baby blues.
Mm-hmm. Very handsome baby blues. It's weird that he's younger than all of us.
Is he? How old is he?
He's like 2 months younger than me.
Yeah, he's 40.
Really? Man, what a young guy.
Yeah. Yep. Think you get J.D. Vance to wear that shirt?
I'll see. I'll send it to him.
Good political decision? Bad political decision?
Great political decision. Anybody who wears this shirt is making a good decision, period.
Are you going to go to this dinner tonight that you, air quotes, dressed up for because you won an award? Are you going to go to this dinner tonight and totally commit to the bit?
I'm on the fence. I'll tell you.
Man, you're in deep now. I don't know that you can make it back to the same side you left from.
I brought another shirt just in case.
You did? Yo, you were so weak.
Oh, man.
Big bad Ryan.
We'll see. We'll
has
see.
A backup shirt. Break glass in case of emergency. We have 398 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Do you want to know the names of the people connected to P. Diddy's alleged crimes? Yes or no? Let us know. To the Annie Fry Show, that YouTube live chat poll, over 400 votes today, which is fantastic. Do you want to know the names of the people connected to P. Diddy's alleged crimes, yes or no? Ethan in studio with us, and he's watching the results, and will give them to us here at the end of the segment. Ethan, you can join in on this chat as well. I'm going to list 8 behaviors that people display as adults that indicate a specific thing about something they experienced as a child. Okay? So I've got 8 behaviors that you may display as an adult, and if you display a majority of these, then you probably experienced this certain thing, but I'm not going to tell you what that certain thing is until the end. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I'm going to tell you the behavior, and I'll go first and tell you if I feel like I do this or if this affects me, and then you guys can tell me your thoughts. The number one is constant need for validation. I would say that yes, I do, but my validation doesn't necessarily come from other people, but like I like numbers, I like metrics, I like the scoreboard, and I'm always got an eye on the scoreboard. I don't need people telling me, but I do need to validate that I'm headed in the right direction. I do need to measure it.
I would say yes, but I got lots of validation as a kid, so I'm not sure I was craving it. Like my parents were really good about that.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a yes.
I mean, liking validation, but having a constant need for it.
No, I don't know that I felt that.
Brad?
No, I would say no.
It depends on the person. I have a hard time when people that I look up to or respect have an issue with me or have beef with me for some reason. I don't know if you could put that in the same category.
Do you have like a compulsion to resolve it?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
But if it's like a schmuck.
If it's some idiot who looks like an idiot, then who cares?
Then you're not stressing about that as much.
Yeah, who cares?
Number 2, overachiever tendencies. Do you feel compelled to go beyond what you need to do and overachieve?
No.
Oh, I think I do.
Yeah?
I think I set really high expectations.
No, I think to a certain extent, it kind of depends on the situation. If it's something I have more care and desire for, then maybe, but in general, I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I definitely have a tendency to do that, but that's also to make sure that I can, if I check the scoreboard, I feel good about what the scoreboard looks like. Number 3, difficulty accepting compliments.
No.
I'm guilty of that. I don't like compliments.
I think you're good at it.
Shut the heck up.
See?
I know, yeah, huh? I like compliments. Like, everybody likes compliments, but I don't know what to do with them, and I also doubt them. And I have that very problematic, I don't like the way you're nodding. You're thinking of something nice to say right now. Stop it. See, I feel like if somebody's saying something nice to me that they're oh gosh, your face. That there's something behind it. You ever just gotten a genuinely nice compliment and they're like, no, it's like a drive-by compliment. Like, it just got put out there for no reason. But have you ever gotten a compliment that, like, you're like, oh, that's why?
Probably.
Have you ever gotten a compliment?
Oh, I'm getting ready to get a ton of them tonight. It's an award that I'm winning. It's going to be annoying. You're good at accepting random compliments.
We'll check. What are you writing? Brad?
No, I am. I'm all right at accepting. I'm not as good as accepting as Ryan is, but I'm good at. I can handle a compliment, and I have.
Was that a compliment to Ryan? He heard that and he's like, "Thank you."
It was so middle of the road that I'm not really sure what to say. Back
yeah, it's
to
like
Brad.
There's
Ryan
an ulterior motive to
at
it.
Accepting compliments.
Yeah, I'm not that excited about it, but there is a lady that I go to church with who. It seems like I don't see her all the time, but every time that I do see her, she has something genuinely nice and heartwarming to
what
say.
What a great.
And it's so amazing.
What a great characteristic. Ethan?
Do you say, thanks, old lady?
No.
Okay, good.
Because she's not old.
Good. That would be the
Why
wrong thing to say.
Why did you assume she was old?
Because you said old.
No, I did not! Stop it!
Ethan. Gaslighting.
Ethan.
Love compliments on the inside. Try to deflect on the outside. Like, oh, stop it. Stop it. That's enough.
That Midwestern thing. It's like what women do. Someone says, oh, you have a nice dress. You're like, got it for $5 at Target on sale.
Has pockets.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
it was Target. It wasn't
why
me.
Why do I have to tell everybody that this dress was cheap? Just be like, thank you. I like it.
Yeah. Take a page out of my playbook. Got this. It was a super expensive shirt from Dan Flash's.
Number four, fear of failure. Do you experience a fear of failure, Brad? Ryan, you just sit on this one for a minute.
Okay.
No, I don't fear it. I failed enough to know what it's like, and then I know that I can get through it, so it doesn't. I don't want to fail, but I don't fear it.
Sage, Ethan.
I don't know if I would say it's necessarily a fear. I think that it definitely pops up on the occasion. I think it's more so specifically because I have just big goals. And,
you are on this side of life right now where everything big is happening, or it's in the windshield. It's not in the rearview mirror. We don't have.
We're right in the middle of that. Yeah. You know, there's still quite a
we're
bit.
We're stuck in traffic.
It's still in the back seat.
Yeah. There's a lot behind us, but
So there is, I think, sometimes fear with lack of knowing what the future looks like.
Like, what if I don't ever get out of this bum job? I think you just officially started on Tuesday.
No, I love you guys. There's my compliment to you.
Thank you.
So I think it's not necessarily like a 24/7 fear. It's more of sometimes just the lack of certainty within it.
You have a fear of failure, Ryan?
No, but I am actually a little more risk averse than I probably seem.
Mm-hmm.
I like in business especially, I very much analyze all the things that could go wrong
but that's
with
a good,
business
that's,
decisions.
That's different than just like being paralyzed by, hey, if I do this, what if I fail? And it's stopping you.
In that sense, I don't.
You cannot fear failure in that shirt. You can't sit here and tell me that you fear failure.
No, I go outside and cartwheel in this shirt.
Stares at the face of fear.
Yeah, right in the ice. Number five, struggle with self-esteem. Anybody?
A little bit.
Not at all.
No.
I definitely do. I always want to make... I'm always questioning myself and trying to be better and not feeling like I'm as good as I should be.
Your self-esteem is right where it should be.
Number six, exceptional generosity. You're such a jerk. Exceptional generosity. Exceptional. I'll speak slowly. Exceptional generosity.
Where's on the giving end or the receiving end?
Yeah, you're like, I'm a huge fan of this.
Because I'm a huge fan of the receiving end.
I try to be generous.
Okay.
Do you feel, do you display that behavior?
Yes. I more with charitable giving and tithing and things.
Brad?
Yeah, I try to.
Try to as well.
Last one is high resilience. Do you consider yourself to be highly resilient?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so.
Big time.
I feel like I've gotten there. Like, life has kind of decided that I had to be. If you relate to a lot of these things, and I think that this is where the 80s and 90s babies are going to live a little bit different than the way we are raising our children. If you were rarely praised as a child, you probably display these eight behaviors as an adult. And I just don't, I don't think that we did not grow up being told how great we were as a generation all of the time. But we're kind of the last kids, I think, where there isn't a constant affirmation that is trying to be pushed onto kids. Do you feel like you were praised as a child?
Not overly, but I think my parents did a good job of encouraging me.
Yeah, and you can totally overdo it, too. Like, I'm always trying to balance it. You want them to feel good about themselves, but you don't want them to feel better than other people.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
Like, how do you balance that? And I think where we are as parents right now, we've gotten back to a place where it seems like it's a little bit better. Kind of got out of control there for a minute. Do you want to know the names of the people connected to P. Diddy's alleged crimes? Do you have the results here for us, Ethan?
428 votes.
Yes.
83% say yes.
83%. All right. Well, we're going to continue to cover it here on the Annie Fry Show. Ethan, thank you for those results. Ryan, you wear the heck out of that shirt tonight. I expect wonderful pictures from the evening. Make sure you share them with us. Tweet them out. We'll retweet them. Stick around. Mark Reardon next on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.